Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, a moment ago, we just discussed the market performance for today. And as mentioned, a dreaded 2% decline in the JSE All Share Index performance for today, largely driven by losses that we experienced within the industrial sector. When we talk about industrial stocks, we're well aware that Naspers and Prosus largely take the lead when it comes to that weighting. But these two particular stocks have a very interesting relationship with China. And believe it or not, you and I invested in our pension funds, our stock markets and portfolios that we have here in South Africa are most likely going to feel the pinch that has been experienced by these two particular stocks. But what's happening in China? How is it that they're clamping down on gaming regulations within their local market is actually impacting us, our investments, and the wealth creation strategies we're implementing? Well, to help us simplify the story and understand some of the technicalities, but also create a greater sense of awareness and, I guess, education for us to be aware of how, despite the fact that we might not feel that there are global links between South Africa and its peers, in a very interesting way, it actually does reveal that our links and relationship with our global peers is very close to such an extent that it actually impacts on our investments. To help us unpack this, we join on the line by Senior Research Manager at IDCSA, John Tulett. John, thank you so much for making time to speak to us this evening.
Thanks for having me on.
Always good to speak to you. And I think whenever we think of China, firstly, we're well aware that it's the second largest economy in the globe, a large and giant player within the economic environment and climate, but that they're also very stern when it comes to managing their regulations and, of course, the performance of its economy and its people. Help us understand what these changes and tightening of regulation on gaming is actually about.
Yeah, with pleasure. So let's start at a fairly high level. And the Chinese economy under the Chinese government does tend to make rather strict regulatory moves whenever they deem fit, sometimes with relatively limited warning. And it's just a difference in the way that they run their markets. So in this case, the announcement was to do with the regulation of online gaming and other online services. It's actually similar to a move that they took about 3 years ago when they did a similar thing. They froze the licenses to launch new games online, and that effectively put a big cramp on companies like Tencent's ability to bring new games to market. And of course, that's the kind of thing that makes investors extremely nervous. This is online gaming is a market where you have to move really fast in order to stay profitable. Mm. You really can't take your eye off the ball. So that's what's happening in China. So very jittery investors, a government market which is known for fairly aggressive regulation when it deems fit. And we know the Chinese government is taking a very skeptical look at a lot of online services. So things like gaming addiction among the youth, things like potentially abusive material targeted at minors, online sources of revenue, things like NFTs. So a lot of the emerging internet commerce activity. So that's China and what's happening in China. Now, of course, the links to us in this case are very direct. So Naspers, which is the largest company of its type in Africa, has its spin-off process, which is European-based. And of course, when it spun that off and balanced the stocks, there was huge ups and downs on the JSE just from that activity. And Prosus has inherited Naspers share in Tencent, which is that very, very large Chinese-based online commerce and online gaming company. Mm-hmm. So Prosus has just under a 29% stake in Tencent, which means when regulations come into effect in China that could potentially cramp the ability of Tencent to keep growing or keep bringing new titles to market, that it immediately hammers the Tencent share price, and of course that then hammers the Prosus share price, and in turn that hits Naspers. So it's a very small couple of steps from one of the largest Chinese e-commerce companies, mm-hmm, to our pension funds, as you put it, which is a great way of looking at it. So we are very much directly invested in China.
And I find it quite interesting, right? Because a lot of us would think gaming, what's the gaming culture like in China? But it's clearly showing that it's raised a lot of concern given the impact that it's having on the youth within China, hence the strong call on regulation, which then indirectly impacts us as South African investors. Should we remain concerned? Should we be in a panic? I know you're not an investment professional, but I guess this raises a lot of questions that some South Africans might ask their portfolio managers. Or are we just creating a sense of awareness around what's happening within the global community?
Right. Well, I mean, that's a great way of looking at it. You do need to be aware of the outside factors that are influencing your investments and the factors that are affecting them. So first of all, the Chinese gaming market is enormous. There is a tremendous gaming culture there, and it really spans your culture and age groups. It's enormous. So it's very profitable, and it's a market which is absolutely ripe for investors. But that's exactly why the government is looking at it very closely to make sure that it's behaving itself. And the same thing, the same focus is coming onto areas like the gig economy. So when you look at the behavior of ride sharing services like Uber or accommodation sharing services like Airbnb, the Chinese government is looking at those again very closely to make sure that it can limit any potential abuse. So that's absolutely a factor. Right now, though, all we have is a rumor. We know that the Chinese government is looking at this closely. We know that they have a track record in the past of putting blocks in place. So this is not something they're shy about doing. But there's no certainty yet. There's no certainty that it'll happen at all. There's no certainty of if it happened, how long it would last for, or what the extent would be. So right now, the drop in share prices that you're seeing is emotional rather than concrete. It's investors kind of running for the hills because there are scary times coming. There's no guarantee that even if blocks came into effect, that they would in any way cramp the ability of these companies to grow. They might just have to grow in a different way. Yeah. We are talking about some extremely large and very competent e-commerce giants here. So I don't think there's any immediate cause for concern. Yeah, but there is absolutely a need for awareness, as you say. You do need to be aware that when you're investing through a vehicle like Naspers or through Prosus in Europe, that the exposure to the Chinese market is high. That nearly 30% stake in Tencent is a very high exposure, and that is an area where regulators have raised concern in the past that there may be too high a risk of exposure there. So it's not at all impossible that we'll see Naspers take steps to address that risk by restructuring that shareholding.
Interesting dynamics. Hey, what once worked as a great driver in terms of the exponential growth that we saw in that company's share price, now bringing about some limitations. But certainly looking forward to seeing how this does develop. And again, just goes to show how the world is really interconnected, how your money, your investments are impacted and influenced by the news flow and regulatory changes that happen in other parts of the world. John, thank you so much for educating us and enlightening us on this pertinent story, one that just creates a greater sense of awareness in terms of the differences in culture and regulation across the globe. That's John Tulett. He's a senior research manager at IDC South Africa.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfuphi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.